Well, good morning, everybody. This is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. This is Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We're actually at our new location, the Big Q, and we're very excited that we're getting our show back on the road. The other place we were at, they closed down. And, if there was any time that we had to take a break, I guess it would have been this year, this spring. The weather, with all the snow we had and the flooding and all the marinas being backed up, it probably was a good time to take a break. But we're very excited, very happy that we're back on the air. We're in FM now. So our voices are really going to be realized now. We're probably going to get some calls that they want us to do commercials for them. Just kidding, of course. Anyway, we're very excited. We're back on the air. We've been waiting for a long time. The only problem is Eric, my partner at Wolf Marine, is got a call from the DNR this morning to remove all the floating bathrooms, toilets, heads, whatever you want to call them, on the upper or north of Stillwater. I'm sure you've heard about the flood, and we're going to really mention that real quick because it is going to impact everybody on the St. Croix and in the Mississippi eventually. And it talks from what Eric said, it could be pretty high water where they're going to have to move all their stuff out of the boat store there and be prepared. So anyway, the flood's up north. The flood, the dam broke, the bridge, whatever it was, broke. And that water is heading down through another river, which is eventually going to empty into the St. Croix. And it's going to affect everybody on the St. Croix and eventually down the Mississippi. So he is removing the toilets there and bringing them to his marina for storage until the flood passes. So a little bit of tough news on an exciting day for us to be, on our new location and airing our new show. We're very excited about that. So I'm on my own. I'm probably going to be a little hesitant here and trying to make sure everything flows, as we like to say in the business, right? Anyway, so are you guys actually connected here too?
Well, I do some of the stuff on the backside mostly of the Big Cube, whereas Travis, the other disembodied voice.
Yeah, I'm the guy that talks about sleeping and eating a lot. That's me, and I'm on the air.
All right.
Every day, 3 to 7.
Well, sleeping and eating, hey, I think we all can relate to that.
That's right.
So anyway, kind of get into the show a little bit, and you guys can ask, if you want to ask a question or something, jump in there at any time. Wanted to let everybody out there know that it's going to be the same as before. You're going to be able to go directly to their website, the Big Q, and you can hear the show live if you don't have a radio or anything handy. You can also go to our website, TetzloffYachtSales.com, not only to look for your next boat, but to hit a link that will bring you to that, hear it live. And you'll be able to hear all of our previous shows that we recorded on, what's it called, the link?
BigQRadio.com. We'll have it under the weekends tab.
Okay, so they can go to there and they'll hit the week, but to hear all the previous shows?
Yes, we'll get the link up there as well.
And it'll be called, what link will that be called?
We'll put that on your page.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, all right. So cool, that'll be great. So again, the Big Q, here we are. We're very happy. It's FM. So it'll be a little bit clearer than it was on the AM channel. So wanted to mention something very exciting happened to Tetzloff's Yacht Sales. We were named the Boat Dealer of the Year. It was a write-in vote, so they didn't have a choice. They had to actually write in Tetzloff Yacht Sales for Boat Dealer of the Year, so we won it this year. We were very excited to hear that. I knew that they had this promotion, or it wasn't really a promotion, but they had this out there, and didn't really think about it too much, but I think we are the first broker to ever win the award. It was given the last 2 or 3 years to a big dealership that up in Wyoming, Minnesota, so we're very excited that we're Boat Dealer of the Year. It's very, we're very honored. A lot of hard work. It's just basically hard work, nothing special, just hard work and making sure that buyers and sellers are happy on both ends of the transaction for the sale. And I think that's all paid off. So we're very happy about that. Like I said, Eric is not going to be here today, but he will be here next time. And again, I wanted to probably mention that it's going to be a bi-weekly show for now. It probably will change in the future back to the weekly, but for now it's going to be bi-weekly. So every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock is when the show is going to air. And if you can't tune in there, you know, for that show, you can go to their website or hit the link on our website to hear the recording and all previous shows. Again, the flood is going to hit, so, you know, be prepared. I'm not sure that it's going to be, you know, how crazy it's going to be. I would just keep, you know, tune into the DNR website and talk to your marina owners and whoever to keep abreast of that, because it will be a little dangerous out there with all the debris that's going to be caught up in the river, you know, coming off the shores. So it's going to be early spring all over again. And maybe this one might be a little worse than it usually is. So be very careful out there, or don't even leave your marina. Maybe just stay in your boat. Don't take it out, because it's going to be pretty rough out there. You know, the snowfall we had, what is that, about 6 or 7 weeks ago?
Has it only been that long?
Yeah.
It was like yesterday.
Yeah.
We've just gotten into actual, real, official summer, and we're still, it wasn't that long ago that we got 21 inches of snow.
Oh, my gosh, it was crazy. It was crazy, but anyway, here we are. It has not deterred boat buyers. I am so busy right now. You know, I'm sitting out here on a Tuesday morning in Ramsey recording the show, and I'm concerned my phone is off and I'm not able to check my emails because I have so much stuff going on right now. I'm happy about it. This might be a record year. I'm not sure. I think maybe because of the delay and the cold winter we had, I think people were anticipating, you know, getting on their boats and using them. So I think it's all looking good on my end. Also wanted to mention that, you know, we're opening up a new office in Prescott, down there where the Mississippi and the St. Croix mix, I'm sorry to say. I'm sure you probably have all been, well, not all of you, but a lot of people have been through Prescott. When you come down the St. Croix or the Mississippi, that's where it meets, and you go through that beautiful little town of Prescott. But we're going to be at Miss Croix Marina. We're having an office there. We're going to open up in July. So I'm also looking to hire another broker. So if anybody is interested in selling some great used boats, give me an email, jat787@cs.com. That's jat787@cs.com. You know, what I'm looking for is somebody with some sales experience, minimum of 2 years college, so that would be some type of an associate's degree. You know, I'm going to do a background check, probably 7 years, and a drug test. I want to make sure that the folks out there dealing with boat owners and sellers are, you know, good folks, like most of them are, but just want to make sure that the person that comes on board to represent Tetzloff Yacht Sales is another good person and ready to put their head down and enjoy a fun job. It's, you know, how much more fun can you have? I mean, you're on a boat. You're talking to people that are always smiling and want to have, you know, they're looking for their next adventure. And sometimes they're so excited. I get them on the boat and I'm talking about their new boat, and they probably hear about 20% of what I say because their eyes are darting all over the place. They're thinking about opening up a non-alcoholic beverage if they're driving the boat, getting to their location and having an alcoholic beverage and enjoying it. You guys boat at all?
Well, you know, I mean, being Minnesota, yes, my dad's got his boat that we always go up and do some fishing on during the summertime, and actually he got one just a few years ago and then sold his old one to my brother-in-law.
Oh, so, yeah.
So I got skipped over.
Not much better than being on a boat in the summer in Minnesota on a lake, having a cold beer, like you said, sit in the back, let other people do the work, let them drive.
That's right.
I'll have the cold beer in the back. That's my role. That's my job.
There you go. We're all about safety and not getting in trouble. You know, we had some great guests on last year, you know, the DNR and Washington County Water Patrol and all those folks talking about, you know, the issues that you can run into on the river. You just always want to make sure you have a good time, but you want to make sure you're safe about doing it, which brings up another point, and that's Sophia's Law that went into effect May 1st, and that's where you have to have the updated carbon monoxide detector on your boat and the stickers on the outside so the folks that are patrolling the river know that you do have it. You know, if you don't have it, you should probably get that so you don't get pulled over. You should also get it because it's the right thing to do. That law was enacted because of a little girl named Sophia out on Lake Minnetonka who passed away because she was overcome by carbon monoxide. So get the detector, get the stickers on there, and have them. It's the right thing to do. You don't want anything negative to happen. It was kind of sad last year on one of our shows. You know, we had the DNR in talking about the law, and the show aired on a Saturday morning. That Saturday night, a new boat owner on a 34-foot boat and his girlfriend pulled over on an island, and it was cold. They fired up the generator, and they passed away because the carbon monoxide got into the cabin. They didn't have the detector or a detector, and very, very, very sad that they ended up passing away. So get out there and get that dang detector or detectors, depending on the size of your boat. Go to the DNR website. They'll tell you exactly what you need there, but you definitely need to do it. You can get them at your local marina, the West Marine store where I'm at, they have them. So definitely check that out. But to get back on a positive side, we're very excited to be on the Big Q. This is, what we want to do. We want to be back on the air. It was very surprising to see how many people missed the show. So, again, we're very excited to be back on the show. And I forgot to mention, we have a sponsor, Aircraft and Marine Insurance Agency out of Burnsville. They've been around since 1982. They can cover all your boating insurance needs. Kevin is the head guy there. He's in charge. Give him a call. They'll beat everybody's insurance quotes. And these guys, all they do is marine and aircraft insurance. If you want to buy that big of a boat that you can land a helicopter on it, I'm the guy to talk to. I'll take care of that for you. So again, Aircraft and Marine Insurance Agency, Inc., out of Burnsville, Minnesota. Their contact number is 952-890-1124. That's 952-890-1124. Aircraft-marine.com. So we're going to cut the show here for our first half, and we'll be right back. Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
A convenient location and protected bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. By being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Welcome back, everyone, to the second half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. My name's John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We sell really nice used boats, yachts, cruisers, houseboats. And we are located downtown Stillwater at the Stillwater Marina, 575 Main Street North. And that, again, is Stillwater, Minnesota. Our website is TetzloffYachtSales.com. We have the largest selection of used boats in the state. We always outsell everyone as far as the number of boats we sell. Makes sense. So definitely check us out. If we don't have it, we're like real estate agents. We can work with any other broker in the world. So check us out. And Eric, my partner, he's obviously the Wolf Marine part of it, Eric Wolf. Check those guys out. They have a great marina right downtown on the north end of Stillwater. And they have a few open slips left. I know they can accommodate boats from 50 feet on down. They have a full ship store. They have showers and restrooms and a great location at the intersection of 95 and 96. It's basically right there. So check out Wolf Marine. They've got a good website, a great website. They have a Facebook page, just like Tetzloff Yacht Sales has a great Facebook page. So check us out. And again, we're very happy to be back on the air, the Big Q. And we're in FM, although they do have some AM locations where the Big Q airs. So the Big Q is 95.9 FM, 1300 AM, 107.5 FM, 106.1 HD3, and 105.5 HD3. And I'm going to let one of these guys explain the HD3 because I don't think it means a visual radio station.
What it is, actually, so there's this special... kind of like, you remember a few years back when they switched over from analog broadcasts to the HD signals, where you can actually get like channel 9.
Okay.
And then there's 9.1, 9.2, yeah. 9.3. It's actually kind of the same thing with the radio signals. You get an HD receiver, and you can actually listen to 106.1.1, which would be our sister station, Bob FM. And then there's 106.1 HD2, which is a Hope Christian talk station, and then there's 106.1 HD3, which is a simulcast with the Big Q. And they do the same thing actually up north with the 105.5, our other sister station,
sure.
Bob FM. So
okay.
You can get us kind of anywhere, especially if you go and listen online at bigqradio.com.
Perfect, perfect. And I think that's what a lot of people will do. I don't know if the boaters are going to want to get up at, well, it depends. They do. They get up. They like to see the sunshine. They like to have their cup of coffee after a beautiful night's sleep on the water, which you know, couldn't be any better. And then at 8 o'clock to tune into a boating radio show, one of the very few in the whole country, because we did a little research. We're very rare to have a radio show about boating and marinas. So check us out every other Saturday, beginning this Saturday at 8 a.m. on the Big Q. You can go right to their website, bigradio.com. You can go to our website, tetzloffyachtsales.com. We'll have a link on there. And you can go to Wolf Marine website, and they'll have a link on there to hear the show. And again, if you can't hear it, you can tune in. When will the new shows be available to hear after it airs?
Should be right after it airs.
Okay, so they can hear it anytime after it airs.
Yep.
Perfect. I like that. Okay, so anyway, again, I think I mentioned Eric is not here because he is removing the floating restrooms on the St. Croix River. He is right now doing it. I mean, he's fighting the bugs and the wind and probably having a non-alcoholic beverage to keep the thirst down, but he's working hard with the crew at Wolf Marine. DNR called him, get rid of those toilets off the river because of the flood that's coming down from that broken dam or bridge or whatever it is up north that's going to eventually affect everybody on the St. Croix and the Mississippi River. I wanted to mention we do have a sponsor for the show, Aircraft and Marine Insurance Agency Inc. They're out of Burnsville, Minnesota. They've been in business since 1982. Kevin is the head guy there. You want to make sure when you call, ask for Kevin. Tell him that you heard it on Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales on the Big Q. And they'll take care of all your boating needs. You know, if you have a plane, they'll take care of that too. But they're really good. Give them a call. Check them out. Again, that's Aircraft and Marine Insurance Agency, Inc. You know, we're kind of excited to be on FM. We were on AM before. You know, our Eric and I, or mine and Eric's, you know, rich sounding FM voice is just going to come through now, and boy, you guys are just going to want to buy boats or even come on down and see us and you know, get an autograph or two. I mean, we're it. Now, I'm just joking, of course. Don't take me serious.
Big deals now, yeah.
The big timer.
Yeah, the big timer. You know, we didn't. You know, I requested M&Ms and. You know, they didn't put the M&Ms out.
Well, they're up front. You just have to put a quarter in the slot.
Ah, a quarter. Hey, that's a good deal. Yeah. I may buy a few.
There you go.
All right. So anyway, say, I just wanted to mention we are taking in a lot of new listings for boats. We're probably at about 50 sold for the year. Our record is 77, and I'm thinking we may break that record this year. But we've got a good combination of houseboats, cruisers, yachts, and may even be getting a trawler in here pretty soon. If you're looking to do the loop or bringing it up to Lake Superior or one of the bigger lakes up there. So, you know, I've also got a number of diesel-powered boats, which, you know, they don't come on the market in this area too much, but we do have some. One being a 2001 35-foot Carver aft cabin. Very rare to have a that size or that model boat with a diesel, but we actually have one in Stillwater. They're asking $99.9 for that, which is a real good price. The owners of the boat are super meticulous. You're not going to find anything wrong with that boat. It's cleaner than heck. I've also got a main ship down in Pepin, Wisconsin, on the Mississippi. Original owner. It's a single-engine diesel. Perfect for doing the loop or just doing some long range cruising or just getting out there. It's got a huge cockpit where you can sit back and, you know, have a beverage, enjoy the scenery down there. It's so beautiful down there in the Mississippi, like it is on the St. Croix, but you have all the bluffs down there, the wide river, you know, the river, Lake Pepin, which is very beautiful down there. So anyway, check out our website again. It's TetzlaffYachtSales.com. My contact number is 651-214-9463. And, you know, if you buy a boat for me, which I hope you do, and you need a slip, Eric Wolf at Wolf Marine they've got some slips available. They're doing good down there. They're filling up, but they do accommodate boats from 50 feet on down. And they're located on the north end of Stillwater. You know, we're 95 and 96 meet. They're exactly right there. You know, check them out. Wolf, you know, they've got a great website and a Facebook page. Wolf Marine in the north end of downtown Stillwater. Also wanted to mention that we did, you know, Tetzlaff Yacht Sales is very proud that they won Boat Dealer of the Year. It's the first time a boat broker has won that award. It's been going on for a long time. In fact, the person who, or the company that won it the last two or three years is a big boating sales place up in Wyoming, Minnesota. So we beat out a pretty cool company up there, pretty big name company up there. And it was a write-in, total write-in. They didn't have a choice. They had to write in Tetzlaff Yacht Sales, which hopefully they spelled Tetzlaff right. You know, it's not the most common name in the world.
But I was going to say, for writing in and being able to write in Tetzlaff, that's impressive.
Yeah.
They really had to know what they were going for. So that really means a lot.
I'm sure the folks that had to read it said anything that resembled Tetzlaff. Maybe that's how I want it.
There you go. That's how it's got to be.
Are you crazy? Oh, that must be Tetzlaff. No, I think they got it right. No, they did, because you know what, we work hard. And we want to make sure people on the buying side and the selling side are happy when the deal is done. You know, we're human. We're gonna make a mistake here and there, but we want to learn from it. So, you know, if you ever have concerns, we definitely want you to give us a call and let us know that you know, you have a concern, and we'll talk about it and try to remedy. But I think 99.99% of the time, we're doing the right thing. It shows by winning that award. It shows by all the sales that we've done already this spring, and we have since we've been in operation the end of 2011, And, you know, if you go back to 2007 when I started full-time with another brokerage, even at that point, I outsold every brokerage starting in 2007. So I think I've got a good name out there. Hopefully it continues along, you know, with Wolf. You know, I'm very honored to have Wolf Marine as my partner. They've been around forever. His dad and his grandpa, Eric's grandpa, started that business. So they've been around probably longer than any marina around. And I'm sad to say that Derek is not with us today. He's always a good guy to have in here. He's got a lot more stories. He's more of an expert than I am, if I'm even an expert. He's the guy, good guy. Just like I said, if you want to slip your boat somewhere, that's a fantastic marina. They'll take care of you, and it's a year round. So they'll put you in the water, they'll take you out and store you for the winter. And we've had some guests on before that have done the winterization there. And I think one of the guests was Sam's Marine. They're just up the road from Wolf Marine. They'll come down and take care of your winterization needs and whatever else you need. So, again, by the time you hear it, you'll have more information on that flood that's going to affect everybody on the St. Croix and the Mississippi. So keep an ear and an eye out for that. And, again, we're very happy to be on the Big Q. 95.9 FM, and you can go to their website to hear Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales, and we're very happy. I mean, it was a couple of month break for us, and we weren't happy about it, but you know, it is what it is. But now we're back in the saddle and ready to rock and roll with you guys. So
yeah, look forward to having you on the air. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and we're going to have some great guests. We're going to have the DNR back. We're going to have the Washington County Sheriff's Water Patrol. We'll have some Wisconsin Water Patrol folks on here. We'll be talking about Sophia's Law. We're going to talk about all kinds of things that are coming up. And again, we're very happy to be back. You know, this is Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. You can see all of our great boats for sale at TetzloffYachtSales.com. You can go to our Facebook page. We've got a really good Facebook page, so you can check that out. You know, we do all the social media sites. In fact, my daughter is going to help out with some of those. So her name is Carissa. Hi, Carissa. So you'll be able to see some good content from there. And then Wolf Marine. You want to check out Wolf Marine because they are a great marina on the north end of downtown Stillwater. Eric's not here. He's taking care of some DNR requests on the river. So, again, we'll talk to you guys later. Have a great weekend.